The travel industry has been pushing for a later school start date for several years, arguing that starting back to school in mid or even early August shuts down their season prematurely. Des Moines Republican Peter County makes the case for tourism.
We need good schools to have good jobs in the state, but we also need a thriving economy to be able to support the schools. I think this bill gets towards that issue.
And both Republicans and Democrats, rural and urban legislators, showed themselves in sympathy. They voted 56-44 to set a hard and firm school start date on the fourth week of August, with no more opportunities for school districts to get waivers. Over the years, advocates for the Iowa State Fair have been some of the strongest voices on the issue, arguing that schools should wait till the fair is over, and the House debate was no exception. Tama Republican Lance Horbach says Iowa kids need to learn about their state's agricultural roots.
And if you recognize that our heritage is founded in agriculture, then you will also note that the time of celebration of that heritage, for the most part, occurs in mid-August.
One lawmaker wept as she recalled the valuable life lessons her son learned by exhibiting livestock at the fair. But education experts in the House were unmoved. Davenport Democrat Cindy Winkler says there were lots of good ideas this year on reforming Iowa schools, and she asks, what are lawmakers talking about now?
Forget about making sure children read at third grade. Forget about early learning opportunities like preschool or Head Start. Forget about research-based or competency-based education. Just set a hard start date, and presto changeo, we have quality schools.
This was the year of education reform.
And that's Mason City Democrat Sharon Steckman.
Apparently we're not going to talk about anything to do with education, just the start date.
Other critics wonder if the tourism industry will also intervene to stop schools from lengthening their school years, a big topic in education reform. The bill now goes to the Senate, where education interests will fight hard to stop it. But the travel interests may win in the end, regardless of the bill's fate. Current law says schools can't start before late August, but most schools get waivers around that. Governor Branstad was asked this week why he doesn't just order the Department of Education to quit granting waivers.
If the legislature fails to act, I think that might be something that we would seriously look at.
In the meantime, skeptics say even if schools get forced to delay their first day of class, athletics will continue unabated as early as the first week of August. The first football game could get scheduled even before kids are back in school. At the State House, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.